The following morning, Pinky put the cupcakes out for sale, like they were a regular product in the store, and hoped against hope that the customers approved. To her shock, as well as mine to be honest, they went over extremely well with the ponies that bought them, to the point where they had completely sold out by the end of the lunch hour. Strangely enough, the normally sickening thought of her peers unknowingly committing cannibalism pleased her. For the first time since Cloudsdale, Pinky genuinely smiled. And by the end of the day, her once faked happy demeanor was replaced by the jubilant mannerisms that Pinky was known for. She felt great, better than she had in a while, but she knew that if she was going to go through with her plan, she would have to prepare. And preparing meant repeating the process and practicing until she felt she was ready to take on the one who, in her mind, started it all. The first pony she managed to get was a young filly named Twist. The second, about a week later, was a unicorn named Holly Dash. The third, a young Pegasus named Cloudkicker. Several other ponies disappeared, and the residents of Ponyville were none the wiser. Until finally, about a month later, Pinky felt she was ready, and invited Rainbow Dash to help ride her show.